Father, we love you. We thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful God. Lord, I want to thank you for this healing class today. And I want to thank you, O Lord, for our time together and what we're going to accomplish today, Lord, because I know that you have something very special in mind for us and that our hearts are open to receive from you right now. We know that healing is ours, Lord, and we know that you have provided all that we have need of, Jesus. You paid the price. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So give us hearts to receive and minds to understand, yes. Lord, that the word of God becomes so real and so seated, so deep, yes, within our hearts and so firm in our hearts and in our minds, Lord, that Jesus, we walk it out every day of our life, Lord. Yes, yes. I thank you for it. I thank you for this class. And I thank you for salvation. I thank you for who you are and who you are in us. And who we are in you, yeah, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Good morning. That's your chair. We saved it just for you. Just for you. Yes. All right. Well, the name of this healing class today is, What Must I Do to Be Healed? Now, what must I do?
Just believe.
Yeah. We're going to read some verses. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to see what the Lord says to do, okay? Mm-hmm. Because what he says to do, you know, you remember that song where he leads, I will follow. Well, you know, that's it. All right, so we're going to go to Luke chapter 10. Okay, Luke chapter 10, and we're going to start reading in verse 25. And I'm going to read a couple verses, and then what I want to do is I'm going to make it, apply it to healing class and apply it to receiving our healing and what the Lord says about it, okay? And we're going to just kind of add a couple of things in there, and, you know, I want to discuss it and get everybody's thoughts on it, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So in Luke chapter 10, starting in verse 25, and we're going to read a few verses here, okay? It says, And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Now, we're going to stop right there, because we're going to just talk about a couple of things here before we'll see if we're going to go on, okay? But I want to stop right there. What I want to do is I want to talk about who this man is, first of all, this Jewish lawyer. He was an expert in the Jewish law. Not a lawyer as we would think a lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. Right? An attorney, not that type. But he's a lawyer. He is an expert in the Jewish law, or the Mosaic law, you know, the Torah. He understands it. So he's saying, well, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, what's eternal life? Somebody tell me what when the Bible speaks, when Jesus says eternal life, what does that mean to you?
I'm going to live with Jesus forever. I'm going to be in the kingdom.
You are going to be with him forever. Yes. What else?
It means, like he said, I'm going to reign with him forever. It also means to know God and Jesus, to know.
Yeah.
Not just know, like, I know this brother.
Right.
I know him from church, but I don't know him. Mm-hmm. You know, I know him by his spirit, but I don't know him outside of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this means to know God,
yeah,
and Jesus, who he has sent.
Okay, well, let's add on a little bit to that, because mm-hmm. that's the right idea right there. Mm-hmm. And you're coming from what Jesus said in John 17:3.
Exactly.
This is eternal life, mm-hmm. that you would know him, that they would know you, the only true God, and yeah. Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Mm-hmm. But that to know is that intimate relationship.
Right.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
To know him, to receive. He says, this is eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have it right now.
Right now. We already have
eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Because we've entered into that intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal life, that life that is without beginning and without end.
Mm-hmm.
That eternal spirit, this word that was made flesh that dwelt among
mm-hmm.
us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we already have received when we were born again. We received eternal life at that moment.
Yeah.
Because we've entered into that intimate relationship with him.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And this man is asking, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Mm-hmm.
The only way we can know that is through the Holy Spirit being saved.
Holy Spirit reveals it to us, doesn't
Absolutely.
He? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because
but
you can say eternal life, but do you really know it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people do say that. I have eternal life, and if you break it down, or that's just like, I know Jesus.
Oh, I'm a Christian,
You see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's hard to imagine eternity because we don't have that on the earth.
Because we live in that time.
We're in this life and in this body.
Yes.
Yeah, but... Ooh.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, because we live in time
mm-hmm.
and we live by the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we live, you know, by the day, by the week, by the
yes.
month. Everything
yes.
is just kind of set out
mm-hmm.
for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking towards this or towards
right.
this.
Right.
But eternity.
Right, don't have to worry about the clock.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Eternal life. But it's that unlimited life is what it is.
Yeah.
Unlimited. Jesus gave us eternal life, which means there's no limit. There's no limitations. When it comes to healing, when it comes to salvation, and then from that salvation, of course, we know we've received our healing, and we will talk a little bit more about that, but because of this one that brought and gave to us his life, he laid down his life so that we can receive it and live.
Yeah. Yes.
So we have received eternal life when we've entered into that eternal, into that intimate relationship.
That's
that
right.
intimacy, Doris, that you were talking about, it's that intimacy between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
That's what that means, to know him.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say, and Adam knew his wife,
that's it.
Meant
that's
there's
it.
A relationship,
that's
and it's an mm-hmm. intimate relationship where
that's
there's
right.
no shame.
That's right. That's right.
There's no regret.
Mm-hmm.
There's no... I hope you love me. There's nothing there. It's just purely receiving all that Jesus is in his intimacy.
And that's so
Isn't that beautiful?
I know that because I know before I got saved, I had been through so much. I mean, I have been abused so until I'm thinking, you know, when a person say they love you, that's just sad. You know, but when Jesus really reveals to you how much he loves you, when he did that to me, it broke me.
Yeah.
It broke me. That
yeah.
hardness that I had where I hate everybody because I know you, yeah, you love me all right.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, it healed a place in me that only he could heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that a wound that had been there so long
right.
that when you touch it, you know, those pussy kinds, you hit the scab.
Oh,
and, you know,
yeah.
He healed all that up until.
Sure.
Now when I look at myself and I think, I say, wow. I remember when you were like, no, I don't remember, because all I know now is the love that's been shed abroad in my heart from
mm-hmm.
the love of Jesus, from him loving me.
Right.
And that's the same love I want to give to others.
Oh,
you know
yes,
what I'm
yes,
that's
yes.
Amazing, that intimate love. Oh, wow.
It's intimacy with
yeah.
him. We're in Luke chapter 10, Johnny.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We started in verse 25
mm-hmm.
about the lawyer or the law expert in the Jewish law when he came to Jesus and asked him a question, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Yes.
Now we're going to change that question a little bit, because we understand eternal life. We've been sitting around here. The name of this teaching is, what must I do to be healed? So what if we ask that same question? What must I do to be healed? And you were to go to Jesus and say, what must I do to be healed? Now, what was the answer that Jesus gave him? What is written in the law?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could say, well, what does the word say?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What must I do to be healed? He sent him right to the Word. What does the Word say? Jesus was good at answering a question by asking a question. And I don't know if you've ever had him ask you a question before. Mm-hmm. He knows the answer, mm-hmm. but he wants you to think about mm-hmm. what he's asking you.
Exactly.
You know, I've had that happen to me before, where so precisely he asked me a certain question, mm-hmm. and it was because of something that I needed an answer to. Mm-hmm. And him asking me that question helped me to find the answer because it pulled it out of me.
Yes, I love that.
What must I do to be healed? What does the Word say? Now, the answer this man gave: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And it took those from Deuteronomy and from Leviticus. There's a couple of verses back in the Old Testament mm-hmm. that, you know, is where that came from. Deuteronomy 6:5, Leviticus 19:18. We're not going to go there, but I'm just going to say this is where that came from, okay? Mm-hmm. So he answered this question awesome, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Well, what does the law say? We can say, what does the Word say? Mm-hmm. So this man answered that question perfect. Even Jesus said, you've answered rightly. Mm-hmm. Do this and you will live. He should have stopped right there, shouldn't he? This man should have stopped right there. Mm-hmm. But there's always that but that's put in there. He wanted to justify himself. Mm-hmm. And to Jesus, he asked him, well, who is my neighbor? Well, as I says, we're gonna take that same scenario, but we're going to put some different questions in there and some different answers. But it's going to be the same concept.
Okay.
Because if we go to the Lord, if we go to somebody else, what must I do to be healed? Mm-hmm. Well, what does the Word say? Have you ever went to Pastor Mike and Pastor Rose? And I know you have.
Yeah.
Well, what should I do about this? Mm-hmm. What do they tell you?
What did God say?
What has the Lord said? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What does the Word say? What is your interpretation of it? If we read a healing scripture, what's going to be our interpretation of it? What's our understanding of it?
This guy gave the right religious answer. What does your religion say about it, right? And if we're not careful, we could do the same thing in this time after the cross if all we're doing is saying, well, it says this somewhere.
Exactly. And that's where we're going, Johnny. That's where we're going. And because I don't know about you, but I've had in the past, oh, yeah, I can quote those verses. Mm-hmm. I know where those verses are, and I can quote them by heart. Mm-hmm. But are they in my heart? Are they really in my heart? What is my understanding of it? What has the Lord revealed to me through it? Mm-hmm. Is it just something that I've heard and something I can quote? And that's another question that I had somebody ask me one time. I says, well, you know, I've been praying about this and I'm quoting the scriptures, but is it in your heart? So let's look at a verse and we're gonna say, what is our understanding of that verse? 2 Peter 2:24. We know 2 Peter 2:24.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Actually, we got part of it right up there, don't we? See, we get the God part of it down really good.
1 Peter.
Yes. I'm sorry, Johnny. It's 1 Peter. Yes, it is. There, yeah, exactly. Right. It is 1 Peter. Yep. Slip of the tongue there. It's like we have the God part down. Oh, yeah, I love the Lord. You know, like this man said, love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your being. Yeah, we've got that part down. You know, we go, we worship the Lord. You know, we sing, we pray, and we just love God. We know that we're saved. Mm-hmm. We know that. Mm-hmm. But what does it say? Who wants to read that verse? 1 Peter 2:24.
Who himself bore our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Yes. And we could say when we read that, just like that would be our answer. What does the word say? If we say that and quote that, the Lord would say to us, what do you believe it? Do you believe it? What is your interpretation of it? Mm-hmm. Like you said here, what is your reading of it? Mm-hmm. How do you read that? How do you interpret that? Mm-hmm. Like I said, we got the God part down. We got the salvation part down.
Right.
We know we're saved. But also, by whose stripes you were healed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we receive that as a part of our salvation? It's all a part of our salvation, right? Mm-hmm. What does saved mean?
Healed, delivered, whole, what else?
Yeah.
All that.
It does. Mm-hmm. That word
prosperous.
Saved, mm-hmm. Yeah, it has all of that wrapped up in it. So, yeah, we get the salvation part, but sometimes it's like, then we start making the excuses if we says, well, I've said it and I've prayed it and I've received it, but nothing's happened. You know, it's almost like this man saying, well, who's my neighbor? You want me to take another step in this? You know, where is God in this part? You know, how come I can't receive? You know, who, by whose stripes we are healed? Some of our excuses are, but I've been quoting and it hasn't happened yet. You know, how come I haven't received my healing? And then what happens? We start feeling doubt. We start feeling, well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. What are we going to do in a case like that?
Stay in the Word. But this is what I do. I stay in that Word. I stay in that Word and I pray and I ask God to just give me revelation. Maybe I need a deeper revelation on it, but I just stay with that word. And I tell myself, I said, the word said it. That settles it, no matter what.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You just mentioned all the things that salvation are. For myself, I always go back to that. We need a revelation of what salvation really means. That we are healed. Healing is part of salvation. We can't separate that from salvation.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, the church as a whole, not as a whole, but generally speaking, most churches focus on you're going to heaven
right.
if you're saved, and they don't
right.
talk about everything that's
exactly.
included
right.
in salvation.
Exactly.
So getting a revelation of what salvation really is, anytime sickness starts coming on me, I'm like, that's not part of my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
That is not, that's
right.
not, that's an imposter trying to break in. And I stand against it by
right.
reminding myself what salvation really
going
is.
Back to that. Isn't that like Jesus saying, well, what is your reading of it?
Mm-hmm.
What is your understanding of it? What does it really say? Have you really looked at what it really says?
Mm-hmm.
And when you can go, and then you enter like that personal relationship we're talking about, you enter into that personal, intimate relationship with His Word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like His Word begins to speak to you. His Word begins
yeah.
to become engrafted
yeah.
within your heart, and you're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're focused. You're focused. So many times we're focused on what's not happening
right.
instead of what has already happened,
mm-hmm.
what has already taken place.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, healing has already taken place
mm-hmm.
because the rest of that verse says, by whose stripes we were healed. You were healed. It's a past, it's a done.
Mm-hmm.
It's already done. By whose stripes you were already healed.
What do you tell those people that say, oh, that's just spiritual because you're healed, you're going to heaven someday?
Well, you know, when we look at, let's look at one more verse and we'll answer that this way. Acts 10:38.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk about
this. No, no. That's good. I mean, I love it. That's what this is all about, isn't it?
That's what it's all about. Yes, it is.
Thank you. All my little notes that I have in here, they fly everywhere, don't they? Acts 10:38. Now, we know that John, the apostle, told us that Jesus, the purpose he came was to defeat the power of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. He destroyed the power of the enemy. Well, what is that power? What does that enemy do? Acts 10:38, this is Peter talking, and he says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. That word oppressed means there's been a harsh control over that person. They've been held under his control. But the healing there, it means physical. It doesn't just mean spiritual in that, yeah, you're healed and our ultimate healing is going to heaven. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And when you've seen Jesus first come on the scene, what did he do? He began to heal the sick. He was teaching and preaching and healing is what he was doing. He was restoring mankind. He was showing that what has taken place to you, an enemy, we know who the enemy is, you know, the enemy is, but he has come restoring, healing all who were oppressed of the devil or under the control of the devil. And then another example of that would be the woman who was it 18 years she was bent over?
Yes.
And he says, God did not do this. How did that verse go? It was the power of the enemy that had done this to her.
A spirit of infirmity is what it was.
Yes, and it was a spirit of infirmity. Mm-hmm. This was a spiritual thing. So it's a spiritual thing that caused that sickness to be within her. Mm-hmm. So if it's a spiritual thing that we are saved, well, then it's a spiritual thing that we are healed also. So he did come to set us free, and that means spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah.
It starts right there in our spirit, but it's already all there. We just need to, what does this say? What is your reading of it? And pull it out and apply it to our lives and to see that it is his will for me to be healed.
Yeah.
And Jesus gave command in Mark 16. The last chapter of Mark 16. Mm-hmm. Go out and heal the sick.
Right.
Go out and raise the dead. Mm-hmm. So he wants people to be healed. When he commissioned the 12, and then he commissioned those 70 to go out, he says, now here's what I want you to do. Heal the sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus' heart for us to be healed. It's in his heart.
Yeah.
He wants us well. He wants us to have a full, whole life, which is part of what salvation, that word means, it's wholeness.
So many years that the churches teach, they don't know if that's what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do they pray? Lord, and if it be thy will.
Yeah.
If it be your will. Well, what is his will?
Mm-hmm.
When the leper came to him, if you can.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he kept teaching the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is like, showing that, you know, when his finished work was done, that we step into in our belief in him and his work on the cross and resurrection, that we step into that kingdom.
Yeah.
Part of that kingdom.
We are.
And in that kingdom, sickness doesn't belong. It's not part of that kingdom.
It doesn't exist, does it? If you think about it, in the kingdom of heaven, where God dwells, it's his kingdom.
That's right.
You know, is God sick?
No.
Is he depressed? Yeah.
He was saying, listen, it's not quite here yet. It's at hand. Once I get the cross and I come out of the grave, then it's gone.
Right.
Go ahead, Doris.
I was just thinking, that's why it's so important that we emphasize the word. We have to emphasize the word because the Bible says that the tradition of men have made the word of God of no effect.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get back to the word and not just what people say. Because I've heard it, you know, well, God don't heal everybody. Where does it say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I
say, or they say, well, in his good time.
Right.
In his good timing. Right. I've heard that many times.
Or it's a question like I just said, when they say, well, that just means spiritually. In other words, you're healed, meaning that you'll go to heaven when you die. Again, traditions of men. Trying to live out of their experience instead of out of what the word says.
Right.
And that's how religion gets birthed a lot of times. They see what's there, but their experience says something different.
That's
rather than take some ownership of them not pressing in and believing, Well, then let's just make a doctrine that fits my experience.
Sure, sure.
Because then you can, I always like showing a person in the Word. That's why I always have a Bible with me, no matter where I am. I have a Bible. I keep one in my truck. Because then I like to show them, and then I like to have them read it. Okay, look what Jesus says here. He says that the thief comes to do what? And they read mm-hmm. it, to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come so that you can what?
That you would have life.
More abundance, overflowing. And then, you know, once they get the picture of it, it's a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. I know it was for me. It's a whole different ballgame when you can actually see it, like we were talking about visual learners.
Sure.
You see, God wants us well. He's not glorified the little lady I'm working with now. Mm-hmm. You know, she just simply believes, and this lady has word in her, it comes out of her just, and she truly believes that her Parkinson's is glorifying God.
Mm.
She truly believes it.
In other words, she's feeling, well, she can still have victory and love Jesus even through this.
Yeah.
We need to look at these verses. We need to look at, say, now what did Jesus say about healing? He's our example. He is our example.
Yes.
They came to him and with his compassion. Compassion is that he's feeling what they're feeling. It's not just saying, you know, I love you, brother. I love you, sister.
Right.
But you're really feeling. You're experiencing what they're going through. He experienced everything that we could ever go through.
Yeah.
And he took it to the cross. He loved us that much. Every time he healed a person, he was experiencing what they were experiencing. And he says, this is a creation of Almighty God.
Yeah.
And he wanted them, he wanted to see that person set free because of his compassion and his heart.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us healed.
He's
provided our healing.
Right.
It's already there. How do we receive it? What must I do to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get saved? Faith. You just believed. You heard the word and you believed it. And you received it by faith.
Right. That's right.
You received by, and then you confessed,
mm-hmm.
you confessed. We confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Right. Romans 10,
really
10, 9 and 10.
What you really believe. Yeah. Come out of your mouth.
And then that's it. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. But you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
For with our heart we believe
mm-hmm.
unto righteousness. But with our mouth we confess. Confession is made to salvation. So yes, we confess what we believe in our heart. Do we believe it? We're going to keep confessing it.
That's right.
We're going to keep saying
That's so right. Healing is part of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say Jesus is Lord, but
you
believe and you confess it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever say Jesus is Lord, but
That's
all there is to it, right?
Yep.
Well, in salvation, healing is part of it. You know the condition of your heart if you say anything other than I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
If anything
mm-hmm.
other than I am healed comes out of your mouth, then you're not quite there yet.
You're not quite there. You're not convinced, are you?
You're convinced that you're going to heaven. You've got that part of salvation, but you're still on the fence about the healing part. But it's all part of salvation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know you got it when that's the only thing that'll come out of your mouth. And it'll be the only thing you ever speak. Like, I don't care if there's some sort of symptom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm healed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
right.
And I'll never say anything different because that's not part of myself.
Right.
Right.
So the same way, you believe in your heart,
mm-hmm.
I am healed, confess it with your mouth. If
mm-hmm.
you really believe it, that's all that's going to come out of your mouth.
And if you truly believe it, you're going to speak it.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that I believe. I believe, and I'll say it, you know, it without a doubt. I don't care who says what, if and or what, but I believe this. I believe that my mama was my mama.
Nobody can change your mind on that.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how it has to be with salvation,
mm-hmm.
with healing. I know it. I've been healed, and every once in a while, little things try to. I say, oh no, I'm healed. You see what I'm saying? How dare you try to touch my temple? No, you're not.
Yeah.
My temple is the. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Spirit,
you know,
that is right.
It's just, we got to know. But knowing it, like you said, that intimacy of knowing.
We got to have that intimacy with His Word. Has got to be the breath that we breathe. I mean, it's got to be. It's got to be bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. Mm-hmm. It's got to be so engraved in our heart, because that's what the Lord said He did. I'm going to engrave this law in, or this covenant. It's going to be engraved into your heart. Well, His Word. It's not works anymore like this man was doing, like he was saying, or like religion, like Johnny was saying. We got the God part down, you know, as far as, I'm saved.
Right.
But there's another part to that.
That's right.
Receive all that He's provided within that salvation. And don't try to, when it says He wanted to justify Himself, can you justify your sickness? We can't justify our sickness and trying to say, like has been brought out before, I'm glorifying God through this.
Just natural. Everybody gets sick.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
This world.
We're only human.
We're only human.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many, when Corona first started, God gave you a verse? God gave me Psalm 91 before it even came out. Before it even came out in 2019. God had me reading Psalm 91, and it's like I would sleep it. I would eat it. I would quote it. It was like Psalm 91. Yeah. And it was, this was coming. Where do we dwell? We live under the shadow of the Almighty. Okay? And it says, no plague shall come nigh my dwelling place. No plague. So when you can see, oh, yeah, there's something out there in the world, oh, be careful. You know, be careful what you do. Fear. Are we going to fear that, oh, you know what, we're susceptible just like everybody else? Who lives in me? Who lives in me? And can I take that and say, Lord, if you've given me this before something even happened, can I depend on what you gave me? Absolutely. Yes. Because God's not a man that he can lie.
Yes.
His word is true. Do we believe his word is truth?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
If, would Jesus say anything that wasn't true?
No way. He couldn't.
He can't. If Jesus was to lie, I think the whole universe would explode, because he holds all things together by the word of his power, right? He holds all things together by the word of his power.
Who's the father of all lies? If you're not going to tell the truth.
The enemy, the devil, the father of all lies.
Questions you ask somebody, because, you know, you don't want the devil to talk to you, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't ask questions you don't want the honest answer to.
That's right.
That's good.
You know, let's go over to the book of James. And maybe we'll put a little more practical application to this. The book of James. James. What? Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to go to James, and we're going to go to, where are we at? Chapter 1 in James. And we're going to talk about being a doer of the word. Being a doer. Now, there's action put to that. You're taking the word, and you're doing something about it. Okay? And James 1, verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. We got to be a doer. We got to take this word that we have heard, and we've got to bring it to life.
Yeah.
We got to manifest it. Mm-hmm. Be a doer. We get to do the word. Okay? Yeah. We get to make it real. We get to take it and say, okay, what does this word say? We don't just read it and then just ignore it. Because
it
says, if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. You look in the mirror.
That's right.
He observes himself, he goes away, and immediately he forgets what kind of man he was or what he looks like.
Yes.
We forget. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, which is this word right here. This is our mirror.
That's right.
This is the mirror we're supposed to look in. We look in it, but we don't just set it aside then, and we don't do it.
Exactly.
Or we don't manifest it. We don't put faith to it and receive it. Because if we don't do that, we're like that man that just turned away. He looked in the mirror, but now he's turned away and he's forgotten everything that he's seen. But when we're a doer of the word and we look into this mirror, the perfect law of liberty, it's liberating.
Yes, it
and
is.
It's a law.
Yes, it is.
When we look into that perfect law of liberty and continues in it. Okay, so
that's
we
it.
Continue in it.
Mm-hmm.
And is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the manifestation of what God has said.
Yes.
When you take this word, you look into it, and like the Lord said, what is your reading of it?
Mm-hmm.
Stay there in it. What does it mean? Don't just read it. Let it come alive to you. Pull that truth that's in there out. Pull it out and concentrate on it. Don't set it aside. Continue in it.
Mm-hmm.
Continue means stay there.
Right.
If God has given you a verse, which you brought outdoors, if God has given you a verse to stand on, like he gave me Psalm 91,
mm-hmm.
am I going to continue in that? Or am I going to say, oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this thing is really big. This is a plague.
Right, no.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm working around all these people that,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of them are getting sick, and we're getting notices that they're, you know, there's been another case reported. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing shall come nigh my dwelling.
Yeah.
No plague.
That's, right.
That's being a doer of the word.
That's right.
You're holding on to it, and you're standing. Your feet are planted firm. You're steadfast, right, in what you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the faith. Receiving by faith, just like we received by faith when we were saved. We knew we were saved. Did you see saved? Did you see yourself get saved?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what happened inside of you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see my spirit change,
mm-hmm.
but I received it by
That's
faith.
Right.
I knew it
That's
did.
Right.
I received it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
I received by faith my healing.
And then after walking in it, I began to see it.
That's right.
I knew there was a difference. Something on the inside began to work on the outside.
Intimacy.
Yes, that's it.
One more verse, and then we're gonna see if anybody needs prayer.
Oh,
I heard something. I found out something last night. It goes, yeah. I heard something last night, and I thought, Lord, your word is so good. I like to dig in the Hebrew,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the word for faith. In the Old Testament, it's the word emunah, which means being firm
mm-hmm.
and being steadfast. It's like you're grounded on it. You're firm. You're stable. You're not moving from it. Okay? You're firm. But there's a root word because all of those words have a root. They
yes.
come out of a root.
Yes.
The root word for faith is amen.
yep.
I thought, yep. wow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen
mm-hmm.
is the root word for faith, which
Not
means.
Just an end to a prayer?
right.
Right. Amen. Okay, let's go home, right? All done. No, it means yes. So be it. It's granted. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. And we're going to end with this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Everybody there? Says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God by us. Paul's saying that all of the God's promises are fulfilled in Jesus. And he says, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus said, have faith in God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's an amen.
Amen.
Have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
He says, amen. It's fulfilled in me is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fulfilled in him.
Mm-hmm.
So amen.
Mm-hmm.
So what must I do to be saved? What does the word say?
Mm-hmm.
And when you can find that verse and you can stand on it and you can say,
yes.
amen,
amen,
I'm firm on it. Jesus says, You've got it right.
That's right.
You've got it. Now leave it there.
That's right.
Don't try to justify anything like this, like this religious man did.
That's right.
But don't put any butt to it.
Wow.
Put your feet to it. Yeah. Do it. Put your mind to it. Mm-hmm. Put your heart to it. Mm-hmm. Put your faith in it. Mm-hmm. And keep it.
Keep it. Yes.
Amen.
That's what we do to be healed.
That's right.
We believe
Amen.
It. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word is true because you are truth.
Thank you.
You've said it. You're the way, the truth, and the life. We have followed you, Lord, in the truth of what you have spoken and what you have done and what you have accomplished, and we have received life through it, Lord. So thank you for our healing that is already done. We receive it, and for everyone that would be hearing this message, be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your healing that has already been done. By his stripes you were healed. The price has been paid.
Yes.
Nothing more can be done than what Jesus has already done.
Yes.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes. Amen.